Today's daf is daf chaf ches. We're holding in the middle of the sugya as to whether oseh adam din la'atzmo or not. This person have a right to take the law into his own hands, or does he have to go to court? Now, yesterday we said that if he's actually losing money, so that going to court is going to cost him money that will not be recoverable later, so then there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees. But what we're arguing about is where there's no further loss involved in waiting, so that he could actually go to court. And there we have a machlokes. Does he have to go to court? Or can he say, what do I need to go to court for? Let me go and simply recover the money. That's right. So Rav Yehuda said, lo avid nishdin lo nafshi. And Rav Nachman said, avid nishdin lo nafshi. Major machlokes. Yesterday we tried to bring a raya from Ben Bagbag, and we ended up saying either that it was a machlokes, that the Rabbanan argued on Ben Bagbag, even though Ben Bagbag said to sack the guy in the nose, or Rav Yehuda tried to fit in that Ben Bagbag only meant it metaphorically, what he actually meant is after the court, hit him in the nose. Today we're going to see questions that we're going to ask from various brachot and mishnayot on both sides of this argument. Continuing now with our attack against Rav Yehuda, who claims that lo avid nishdin lo nafshi, Toshma, this is now on the fifth line down. Shor she'ala gabecha ve'lo lahorgo. This angry shor. So here is a bull that jumps on another bull attempting to kill it. So the person who owns the bull that's being attacked, the bull ba'al ha'tachton, v'shamat et shelo, so he drags his bull who was on the ground out from underneath the attacking shor. V'nafal al yonumet patur. The upper shor falls and dies, it's patur. So now, we can assume that since it hasn't been defined otherwise, my law, I mean, when it says over here that he can do this in his potter, it's apparently even talking about where the attacking shor was a mu'ad. And if the attacking shor is a mu'ad, then he's going to be able to recover his full damages anyway. If you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to attack something in this way, then you should let it happen, go to court and get your money back. And if that's the case, there's lekep seda. And nonetheless, it says over here that you're apparently you do have a right to act under these circumstances. It says the Gemara law. It's only talking about the Tam, the Ikam Seder, where there is, in fact, a loss that you're going to suffer, because even if you go to court, since the attacking shore is a Tam, you're only going to get back Chatzinezer. It says the Gemara, Yochi, if we're talking about a Tam, Meim HaSeifa, how do you understand then the Seifa that says, however, if instead of pulling out his shore from under the attacking shore, which would have allowed that shore perhaps to make a soft landing, the upper shore. Instead, the chafole el yonumet, instead he slams the upper shore, throws him down on the ground, that in that case he would be chayev, ibatam amar chayav. Why, if it were a tam, I mean, we understand, the Tosis understands the question like this. Bishlema, if it's a muad, I understand that the man is not in a state of panic because of the fact that he's losing money. Yeah, but he's going to be able to replace his shore. All right, so he's not panicking. If he's not panicking, then we understand that he should have thought things out and done things in a way that would have avoided damaging the attacking animal. But if it's a tam, I mean, we have a claw, people panic when they're about to lose money. So there in Achidami, we would say that's acceptable that he actually pushes the top shore. But if, now that you're claiming that he's talking about now a tam, so why is he chayav if he panicked? No, it says, but even so, fact is that Avid Dinish Dino Lanafshi, even in case he was going to be able to avoid loss for himself, is only in a way that can be the most effective way of helping himself without doing undue damage to something else. And here, too, he's responsible to remove the shor, his own shor, rather than actually attacking the other shor. Okay, perhaps, Toshva, how about this case? Amamale chatzar chaviro kadayayin v'kadashena. The guy fills up his other friend's front yard, and it's all completely covered now. There's no way for the guy to come into his house, get out of his house. So Baalah Chatzar, the owner of the Chatzar, opens up his front door and sees the entire Chatzar filled with garbage. Mishaber v'yotzei, he doesn't have to pick up the stuff and pile it properly to make himself a path. He simply takes a hammer and smashes everything on his way out. Mishaber v'nechnas, and he smashes everything on his way in. And according to this means he can even smash new places on his way in, make the path a little wider, you know. And apparently over here, if he could be Mishaber, even though, I mean, I understand to get out, he needs to get out in order to go to court. I mean, but go in, I mean, why does he have to go in? And so apparently what we're saying over here is that the guy could go ahead and be other than he was dealing an option. No, it means mishaber v'yotzele beit din. Means he can break through to get to the beis din. Mishaber v'nichnas, because he may need things in there, like contracts that he has in his desk and so on. So he could be mishaber v'nichnas l'avizuchuyotav. He may have to go ahead and prove, let's say the other guy is claiming, this isn't your property, this is my property. So he has to go in and find the sale. But enachinami, that's all pseida. But if there wouldn't have been pseida, so then perhaps not. Toshma. Minayin l'nirtza shekalu lo yamba. Here we have an eved that's been working for you for 50 years. It's now Yovel. And you want him out of the house. V'rabu misarhev bo latzeta. The Adon is saying, look, out. Your time is up. The guy refuses to leave. V'chaval v'yasavo chavura. This is a song like this. John Baez has a song called Lincoln Freed Me Today. It's the poor slave song about the tsar that Lincoln has done for him. The guy loses his family, loses his life. It's a very beautiful song. But this guy refuses to leave. And the other end is pushing him out of the house physically. How do we know that such a person, even if he damages the eved, that is potter? Talmud Lomar, lo tikhu kofer lashuv. I mean, obviously there it's talking about the lo tikhu kofer lanus elim miklato lashuv lashevet baaretz. It doesn't mean lo tikhu kofer lashuv. But we're darshing it, lo tikhu kofer, even to one who is lashav. He's trying to come back into your house where he doesn't belong there. So it means lo tikhu kofer lashav. It means don't take money to somebody who damages. The guy's trying to get back in. I mean, obviously there it's talking about the lo tikhu kofer lanus elim miklato lashuv lashevet baaretz. It doesn't mean lo tikhu kofer lashuv. But we're darshing it, lo tikhu kofer, even to one who is lashav. He's trying to come back into your house where he doesn't belong there. So it means lo tikhu kofer lashav. It means don't take money to somebody who damages. The guy's trying to get back in, obviously, and esmach. So apparently over here, I mean, what this is really based on is the idea that this guy is trying to stay in your house, and you don't want him in your house, and you have a right to physically hurt somebody by pushing him out of your house. You don't go to court and get the cops to come to push him out of the house. Just push him out. Says the Gemara, well, now over my skin, on Ba'av the gun over here, you can't leave the guy in the house to go to court. This guy's been, could steal you blind. You don't trust him in the house. So then it's eat babe say that. If eat babe say that, again, we said before that Enochinami, everybody is voting, even if you just vote in that case, then of it, inish the new option. So there you go. He says, what are you talking about? For the past 50 years? I mean, you're telling me he's kept him now 50 years, but now one day after that he can't because now he's a gadav? What? How do you the low gadav? So until now he hasn't stolen anything. All of a sudden now you can't have him in your house. Ashna gadav? He says, yes, precisely. Because ade he not aimed at the rabbi alay. Until now the guy was beshuvah to the adam who can really take it out on him. But now he figures, okay, nibetzav tsefalav. I mean, I'm not beshuvah to him. Let him try to get me out of the house. So while he goes out of court to try to get a court order to get him out of the house, the guy can steal him blind. Renata Bar Yitzchak says, what it's talking about over here is an Evet Shemasalo Rabo Shivchak Na'anit. It's talking about over here that this guy feels very guilty because he's had this Evet. Remember, the Evet has to work for him in producing babies. So he gives him a Shivchak Na'anit, which once the guy's free, he's not allowed to be sleeping with the Shivchak Na'anit. And this other, he feels it's all his fault. He's giving him the shifcha k'nani. The guy refuses to leave, which means he doesn't want to leave behind his pretty shifcha. And he feels it's his fault, and he wants to stop this. So therefore, he's trying to be sarah balatzeit. He figures if he goes to court, they're going to be playing around together. So therefore, he wants to take action on his own. But they don't mean, in normal case, it wouldn't be that way. So indeed, until now, it was mutter, but now it's iser. So now he feels involved. It's interesting that Shulchan Aruch says that we don't have to come on to anything that has to do with the fact that you were the one that gave him the Yemen. You see from here on the contrary that anybody that is in your Rishus to be able to handle, you have a right to do whatever is necessary in order to prevent him from doing an Isser. And you do not have to go to Bezdin. And indeed, this is something that's reflected in the din of an Av and a child, a Rav and a Talmud, or an Adon and an Evet. For that matter, Baal Ali Shtone, the days when things used to be like that. So that the Rosh goes even further. He says, if you see anybody, such as we saw in this week's Parsha, You see somebody who's hitting someone, Rosh Ramatakereyacha. So over there, you're allowed to prevent the guy from going ahead and hurting somebody, because he's going to be over on the Yisrael Lo Yosef, not only when it's someone who's Tachat Reshutcha. And there's questions about the details of this, machlokas, about whether there's also shayach for an individual to force somebody to be mekayem mitzvah saseh, or whether this is only to be mafreshim from Isser. And indeed, there's a machlokas between the Nesivas, the Yom Sheshulma, and the Ktsos. But in any event, there are various levels for this. I mean, certainly, as the Ktsos points out, when it comes to something that Kofen Otachi Omar Rotsani, over there you need the clock of Bez, and you certainly cannot say that it's up to anybody to do. Tishma, how about our case? Now, assuming that the approach to the Mishnah is the approach of Rav, like not that we're talking about a night, like Shmuel, not that we're talking about a Karen Zavis, like Rabbi Yochanan, not like we're talking about B'mar Rava, that it's not the derech of people to look where they're going, but let's say we're taking the approach to the Mishnah, which we said was Rav's approach, and that's really how we got into this whole thing, where it's talking about that he was Memale Rishut HaRabim entirely with his Kadim. And it says nonetheless, Ubacher v'nitkalba v'shavra. Somebody comes along and he falls on one of the pieces, breaking it, then you're potter. Now that seems to be saying, time of the nitkalba. The only reason that you're potter is because you fell on it and broke it. You're not okay, fine. But as far as going out to break it, b'kavanah, Hashavra, had you gone out to break it, then indeed you would be chayiv. So you see that you cannot be of an inish din el nafshe, because otherwise why wouldn't you be allowed to just go ahead and take it into your own hands and smash the things out of your way? So Rashi learns this means even b'makom seder. So we're asking on both now, which explains why up until now we're asking on Rebbe alone. Now we're going to have a list of questions that are on both. Because otherwise, why? I mean, we would have asked for the Mishnah up front. Tosus learns that it's not considered a Mokum Dikup Seder. It's only a Kasha Rebbe, because over here, there is always an alternative. You cannot say when the Rishus Rabim is filled that that's the equivalent of Chatzera. Yeah, but what's he going to do? How's he going to go anywhere? There's always a way around the Rishus Rabim. I mean, so, you know, it's not as if in the Rishus Rabim you can't turn them. Go around one street and come back on the other side and come back out. There's just rabbi. The guy hasn't filled up the next 100 kilometers. So therefore, those understand this to be talking about a case where it's not. But whatever, it's either kasha on both, only on the Rashi, or kasha only on the Rebbe, according to Tosfos. But in any event, you see that you can't break it. And that we already know the answer to this one, because we saw it yesterday. Omer Zvid Bishwe Rava, the truth is, who did a filu shavra, you actually could go. Because of it in the Seifa. Since we wanted to learn the Seifa of the Mishnah, that im huzak, if the guy is hurt by the fall, so then the Ba'al HaChavit is chayav bin Isko, the owner of the ka that metamorphosed into a chavit, is chayav. So then that's talking about Dafka Nitzkal. That's only if he actually fell. But if he hurt himself by taking a hammer to it and now being damaged by a shard when he shattered it, so we had no choice but to make the case, it's not that we need nitkal in the resha. The resha would have been fine even if he had broken it. Perhaps. Tashma. Getting back now to the etzem halacha, which we became involved in yesterday in terms of defining the nature of tashlume boshet. So we said over there, that's very interesting. I mean, it's amazing how beautifully this is constructed. It really is. As we started off with discussing the issues of Boshet simply as an introduction, we're talking still about the various levels of intent. Then we, in learning this case of the Nitkal and so on, the Mamalek, we get involved in the Oysadim Din Liatzvornat, which now brings us right back to that Hanacha, because Lamaisa, the case that's given in the Torah of Busha, is where a woman's attempting to save her husband. So that means she's being of an inish din elanasha. What's she supposed to do, this poor lady? She doesn't have any weapons. The only weapons is what she's able to do to him. So therefore, she should be potter, because she's a din liatzva. What you're saying is, no, let her go to court. Right? So why is she grabbing this guy's testicles? She's got no right to do that. But according to Reb Nachman, she does. Why should she sit back and allow this guy to attack her husband? So then the whole din doesn't make any sense. There would be no chiyuv of busha at all in that case. So now what appeared to be completely unrelated sugya of busha suddenly turns into a description of our Mishnah of the Arli B'Rav. What's the case? Ask the Gemara, Tashma. V'katzotat kapa, it says in the Torah, you cut off her hand, which we understand, we'll see later on how we reach that understanding. That's a reference to paying for his embarrassment. Now, I mean, undoubtedly, my love, b'shein na'yukhola la'atzil yedei davar acher, where she's got no alternative, she's trying to save her husband, right? And therefore, it says over here, she's not allowed to be osad din le'atzma. How is that? Says the Gemara, lo, she'yukhola la'atzil yedei davar acher. She could. Okay, so tell me now. So what are you saying? And if Lebaisa she had no alternative, that then she wouldn't have to pay for Boshet. So then I ask you, what are you going to do about this drasha? Continue reading. Continue reading over there in the bright. Yeah. At the Tani Seifa, we continue darshaning the plots because Vishilcha Yada. Whatever it's Yada, her hand as opposed to some other Shlichut. What would the other Shlichut be? Prat Lishliach Beit Din. So Shliach Beit Din goes ahead and grabs somebody by the testicles. He's potter. There's no din of boshet. So Lifloch v'Lisnei B'Dida. Why don't we say, what do we have to make now? A drasha from in another location. If it was Shliach Beit Din, even if it was her. If she had a right to be Abedin Olanav, that's what you're saying. So the very fact that you have to turn now and say, but a Shliach Beit Din is not going to become chayav if he causes embarrassment. So obviously this is an outrageous case, but he causes embarrassment in some fashion. He's not responsible for causing embarrassment. He was sent by the court. Whatever he has to do to get the guy in, he gets the guy in. He's going to say, well, you had to arrest me in front of 10,000 people. I mean, you couldn't have done it privately. There's no such thing. Fine. But, I mean, instead of turning to Shliach Beit Din, if we're saying that Avidin is Dilo Nafsha, the best thing to do is to say her own hand becomes a Shliach Beit Din. So why turn to Shliach Beit Din? It says if she had no other alternative, then she's basically the same as a Shliach Beit Din. She's Ptura. So you should simply have said, Shechad Yada, when it's acting entirely without any benefit of the law. But, so notice, Bamedmar Mamurim, when is this true? Only if it's without the benefit of legal sanction. So that's, B'shechola La'atzel Yadei Davar Acher, she never right to do it. Avalenayah Chola La'atzel Yadei Davar Acher, Be'enochinami Petura. She should be potter. But that is what it's saying. What do you think it means? Prat v'shliach Beit Din. What do you really think? Shliach Beit Din goes and grabs somebody's testicles. It's talking about, in this case, where she becomes a Shliach Beit Din, so to speak, because she is now enabled to act as if she has the legal sanction. So then we're saying, Bamed Dvar Mamur, that's exactly what we mean. When do we say that she has to pay Bishchola La'atzil Yedei Davar Acher? Aval Einayichola La'atzil Yedei Davar Acher, she becomes a Shliach Beit Din. That's the point we're making. Na'ase Yadasa Yada to Shliach Beit Din. Her hand becomes now the equivalent of Shliach Beit Din. And since this is what she can do, and all she can do, the Shliach Beit Din is potter, and therefore Petura. So, no raya from here. Toshma, let's see if we can bring a raya from the following. Harei shaita derech harabim, overt betuch sadeu. The guy who owns a field, and the public has taken over basically a passage that cuts through right through the middle of his field. And what he wants to do, obviously, is to move it out of the middle. He can't even get his tractors across anymore. So what he does is he figures, okay, look, I mean, obviously I'm not going to try to take away the road, but because the rabbim have already been marzik in the road, but what I'll do is I'll move the road to the side so that I'll lose that same amount of land. But at least it won't be running straight through the middle of my property. So he builds a road without sad. So he puts a road off to the edge so that there's a detour now in which instead of going straight, you turn a little bit to the side, go to the edge of the field, and then reconnect to I-90 at the end. Well, Masha Natan Natan, what he gave, he gave. I mean, that's, you know, that's done. But Shalolo Higio is unable to take back what he wanted to take back, which was the Rishut HaRabim that was over at Betok Sadeir. The more I thought at this point, but it knows this, that the reason that he was unable to take back what he thought he was going to be able to get was because he has no way of legally enforcing it. Because he can't sue everybody who's coming by as they come by. But again, there's no practical, there's no logistical way for him to actually achieve this. I mean, anybody from anywhere in the world could be coming and using his road. So that means he would have to sit there and take every person to din. By the time he takes him to din and the guy gets a summons, he's already passed the place where he is. So if that's the case, if you hold that a person does not have to go to court, so then what's his problem? Linkot pazer, well, he says, let him take a rifle and sit there with a big no trespassing sign, and very quickly, shalom higio, he's going to end up getting his road back. Why not? I'll tell you why. Technically speaking, you're right. Maybe he could. The only thing is, if we allow that to be included in Ovid Inish Dilan and Avshin, I mean, it's very possible that a guy will give the wrong type of roach. It's all very nice to say, I created a bypass road, you know. And exactly did you pass, you know, the standards of Ma'atz for the bypass road? It's a straight road. Doesn't have any obstructions. I mean, we're going to let a guy say, well, I gave a road. Then we're going to sit down and argue with him. Well, meanwhile, he's been sitting by the rifle. Everybody's now got to move to the other side, where it's a crummy road. And therefore, we can't allow that kind of thing that's going to be no gay to rob him. So in this particular case, he can't do din le'atzmo. Maybe that's the point. So it's always a gezeira when it's dealing with a robbing. You may give them the wrong kind of road. That's the pshat. Rav Mesharshia says, oh, it doesn't mean maybe you'll give them a derech hakalaton. It's talking about that he did give them, you know, tain them derech hakalaton. And therefore, it's not considered to be opening as dina l'nafshe, because this is not legal. It's not the dina. Rav Ashi says, by definition, it's a derech hakalaton. Does it have to be measured? I see your Torah this morning. It's not a Boker Tov. It's not a Boker Or. No, I've been noticing that face. Don't fool me. All right, we won't let anybody know. I'll go back afterwards and I cut it out. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. The actual shear that's posted is 20 minutes shorter than the shear that we have. Anyway, so Rav Ashi says, by definition, a derech min hatzad is a derech hakalaton, because for somebody, it's going to be inconvenient. It's krova lezerech o kalezer. The very fact that, maybe for me, the old exit was closer to my house and the new exit is further. So therefore, you cannot change something in that fashion. Says the question, and if that's the case, ihachi, Amai, why do we say, now Tosu says, this gears is so good. It should say, Ihachi Mashe Natan Natan. Why do we say so? He only gave the new road because he thought he was going to be able to get back the road that was going through his field, which is now his. And it's just the robbing of the going through there and he can't get it back. So the whole thing was a mistake. So let him take back at least the bypass road. I mean, now you're saying the guy's losing both sides. He's losing his new road that he made for them, and he's losing the road that was originally going through his property. So now what? Why is that? Lema lohu. I mean, why can't he say, look, shkolu ditru, take back your road, v'avolididi, give me back my bypass road. That's something else. That's Mishum de Rav Yehuda. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Meitzar she'chziku bo rabim asur lekalkalot. There's a special halacha, which is that once the rabim have taken over an area, and it's now in the mind of the public, a public thoroughfare, then that itself is public domain. It becomes now, because of eminent domain, you don't need an act of government. You need the fact that society has been tough as this book. So it's your mistake of letting people in there, but you can't suddenly say, okay, now I want it back. So Enochinami, you're right, you didn't mean to do it. You thought you were going to be able to get back the road that passed through your rishos. That was a mistake. Tashma, let's talk about this case. That's why I didn't know anything in the middle of the world. Amen. That we shall see when we get to Brother Batra. Tashma, the Baalabayit Shiniach Peyamit Sanecha, just in case you forgot the Benachem is here. If the Baalabayit leaves a Peyah on one side of his field, Ubo Aniim Venatlumit Sanecha, now the Aniim didn't feel that Peyah was all that convenient for them. They took the Peyah from the other side of the field. The din is zeh v'zeh peyah, they're both peyah. Now, Again, we're assuming that the reason there was FAI is because what are you going to do? You're going to go now and you're going to take everybody to court. And there's nothing else you can do about it. So therefore, it's logistically impossible to prevent people from taking the other payah. But if you all, the Abed Abed Inish Dinel and Afshe, again, these are all cases where it's Seda. So we're asking on both. So if you hold that a person is able to take the law into his own hands, why in the world is the original area payah? Amai Zev is a payah. Again, Linkat Pazer, but let him take a rifle and sit there, and any honey that comes by, let him shoot at him. That'll stop him from coming, the critters. So there should be no reason why he has to give two payahs, is there? Oh, my Rav, you misunderstand the intent over here. When it says Zev is a payah, it doesn't mean you have to let the anim come and take your payah. It means both of them have a din of payah, so that when you take back the payah that you left, which you do not give to the anim, since they got payah on the other side of the field, you don't have to take off meiser from that payah. Because meiser is not given from something that you're zocher min hahefker. And this payah, since you were mafkir originally, by making it payah, so then even though you went and took it back yourself, all the other types of matanei shlaniim, like it says, Kiditanya. Hamafkir et karmo. Guy's got a brilliant idea. So he'll be mafkir his whole vineyard before he goes to sleep one night, 1 a.m. Okay, anybody out there? I just want you to know that my vineyard is hefker. He wakes up the next morning at 3 a.m. and says, well, look at this, a lovely hefker vineyard. I think I'll take it back myself. Saves himself 10%. Not a bad idea. So over there, if he does that, Vishkim Barbonker, he gets up early the next morning and then he takes it all in, Ubatsro. He's still going to be chayev in Peret, Ololo, Chikha, Upeya, but he's going to be potter from Isa. Why potter from Isa? Because the truth is that Hefker is not chayev in Maser, except the problem is that the word Tazov appears twice by all the other Matanot. It does not appear twice when it comes to Maaser. So the Gemara understands that the Ta'azov Yitera is to tell me that if you've been mafkirit in this way, that you take it back, that doesn't count. So you need a double Aziva. Even in that case, you have to be Ozivit. But Shainke, when it comes to Maaser, then the Ptur from Penitence has to be Nishmar. It's not called Nishmar, therefore now it's fine. It's yours, and you got it from a Hefter. So here too, even though Lemaisis, Tosis points out, Peya is not really Hefter, because we posken that a hefker is la niyamula ashirin. If a guy is mafkir something only for the poor, that's not called hefker. But he's still controlling now the dispensation of the property. But the Gemara is comparing this. Because we know the din of ptur of meiser from peah from a pasuk. That's something else. Not because it's hefker. But since, had it been hefker, this would be the din lagabi meiser. We compare the din of ptur of meiser of peah to the din of ptur of Maaser too. Yeah, exactly. Not bad, no. Not bad at all. Mr. President, I think you're on. Nishbrak kadov reshut rabim. Heading back to now cases of the jug that now falls in reshut rabim. So here, the guy's jug is a water jug. It breaks in Rishut HaRabim, and it now splashes the water all over the place, breaks into little pieces, and somebody comes along, somebody slips on the water, or he gets hurt in one of the shards of the broken jug. The din is that the owner is chayav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'mitkaven chayav. Beino mitkaven, but to... It depends. He's only chayav if he had kavanah. Kavanah for what? With kavanah to smash his jug. That the Gemara is going to get into. Says Rav Yehuda Merab, lo shano shetimfu kelav b'mayim. We say, remember, we had a machlokas earlier about what constitutes shor, what constitutes bor. According to Rav, if you're mafkir, you're mazik, then it's a bor. But if you're not mafkir, you're mazik, and it's a shor. So Rav says, in this case, somebody was damaged. It says, you know, he was damaged. He was damaged by getting dirty. So his suit got dirty from the water. That's what it means. And there, it's like you're shor damaging, tearing somebody else's clothing. Aval, hu atzmo, if the person himself slips and now hits his head on the ground, let's say, and now he's suing because you caused him to slip, you'd be potter. Because you didn't hurt the guy. It was that mean old ground that hurt the guy. It's exactly. And that was karka olam, meaning not something that was owned by me. It was the karka of the world that was hezikato. Now, all I did was basically a grumma. In other words, I caused you to slip. Now, and this is a little bit of a problem because it involves a much more complex issue. The complex issue is when the Torah is about chayav you for a bor, you could say the same thing. I hit my head on the bottom of the bor. I don't own the bottom of the bor. All I did was I made a hole which allowed you to fall into the bottom of the pit. So the same thing is true over here. All I do is own the water that allowed you to fall and bump your head against the ground. So why would the Torah be mechayev you for a bor and not be mechayev you in this case for shor bor? If it were mafkir that, but it wasn't yours in the first place, just like the regular bor. There, Rav is made it, right? Now this has to do with the machlokas that happens to also be a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, just as the other machlokas Rav and Shmuel about hifkir bor, about hifkir the or low hifkir, whether it's considered bor or shor. Rav's opinion is that in general, when a bor damages you, the Torah is not being mechayev of you for the impact against the ground. The Torah is being mechayev of you for the sudden change in air pressure between the top of the bor and the bottom of the bor. And we view that as causing the essential damage. But it's not the impact that we're charging you for. Because the impact is viewed as, that's not your business, but you certainly created the shift in the pressure as you fall, and then the stale air that's been on the bottom, we consider that to be the makor of the problem. So therefore, in this case, we can't say that anything was changed. There was no hole in the ground. So all that happened was the impact. The impact, that's not your problem. That's a grumma. When I came to Shmuel, as many of them are more of a I came to Shmuel. Shmuel said, I don't understand. Michti. Av no sakino masa'o, mi boro lamadnu, right? I mean, the din is, we had before, the guy leaves his knapsack in the Rishon Sarabi. He's chayev because it's a bor. The kulam, now in all cases where I learn something out of bor, I have to actually apply all of the limitations of bor. Now, one of the limitations of bor is that you're not chayev on kelim. So I don't understand what Rav is talking about. Rav is saying, you're chayev over here on your dirty suit for the cleaning bill. On the contrary, since the makor of the chayev over here is bor, you're not chayev on the cleaning bill because the cleaning bill is on kelim. And bor is potter on kelim. Can you explain that? In all of these cases, zikulon ani korebem, shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. So the halacha is over there. Since it says, v'nafal shama shor o chamor, and at the end of the story, it says, v'ameti yelo. So obviously we're talking about a case of death. Kalim don't die. They break. But breaking is their death. And Adam can be broken without dying. So therefore, we say, okay, we have two completely different halachas. It's true that we're saying, shor v'lo Adam, chamor v'lo kelim. But ha'ne milini niktola, that's only if it doesn't just break, it dies. Now, of course, a kli always dies. By Adam you'd be chayev, because that's not the case of Amet Yelo. By Kalim, indeed, you would be potter. Okay. So how do you explain damage to a suit, according to Rav, if you're going to be suing him for something which is a suit? Kalim, potter. So how do you explain that? That's a good point. Rav says, Rav, excuse me, but this involves yet another machlokas between us, doesn't it? I mean, remember that I say that the only time we learn out Avno Sakino Maso from Bor is where it's similar to Bor that you were mafkirit. Eched afkarino. We had this back in the first part. Aval eched alo afkarino. If you were not mafkir that Bor and it's yours, then we view it as a shor because it's your mom and amazik. A shor that tears a beged is chayev. So over here, you're shor toward the beged. You're saying your shor also caused this guy's head to be broken against the rocks. You don't own the rocks. You only own the shore. So that explains my opinion on this Mishnah. Mati Revoshaya. V'nafal shama shoro chamor, shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. Let's take a look at that drasha itself. The Braita says there, mikad amru, nafal atocho shor v'kelav. Look at this weird Braita. A shor falls in, carrying its kelim on its back. Menishtabru, and the kelim break. A chamor falls in, carrying its kelim. Now, the kelim of a chamor are generally not breakable. They're terrible, because a chamor usually has the goddamn sacks and things that it carries. A shor, has expensive devices that are attached to it for plowing purposes and so on. So therefore we talk about the kelim of the shor that break, the kelim of the chamor that tear, menitkaru. So there, in that case, you'd be potur ala beima, you'd be chayav ala beima, and you'd be potur ala kelim. Halema ze dome, what is this like? It's like avno sakino masao, shinichan bereshut harabim v'yiziku. So first of all, it doesn't really make sense. What do you mean? What is this like? That's ridiculous. The case of Avdas Sakino Maso was derived from this, not this from Avdas Sakino Maso. So it's like, well, what are you saying? Adarabba. What do you mean, what is this like? You should have said, what is like this? Not, what is this like? Ma domela zemi boyla. Something's wrong with the language here. Yeah. So, well, you're right. Ella, read it like that. Ma domela zemi, what is like this? Avdas Sakino Maso. Oh, shinichan reshut rabim. V'hiziku. Now we come to the important part for the purposes of our question. Lefichach, and therefore, imitiach tzluchito be'eved, if now you end up breaking a guy's bottle against a stone, so then you would be chayav. What? You said before you would be potter on kelim. Now you say, therefore, that was your stone, you put the stone down. Therefore, you're saying you are chayav. I don't get it. So the reisha, first of all, is kasha l'rav. I mean, the reisha says that this is like avno sakino maso, it's potter on kelim. Rav says avno sakino maso, it's chayav on kelim. And then the seifa that says that you're chayav on the kelim, if it breaks against the rock, that's kasha l'shmuel. Says the question, before we get to asking a kasha rav and shmuel, for heaven's sakes, don't you have to make some sense of the Braita? I mean, the Braita says contradictory things within the space of one paragraph. I mean, so first let's understand what it's saying. Then you can come in as a kikasha. I mean, if you think this is really what it means, so tikshilacha hi gufa. I understand the Braita itself is a self-contradiction. The Reisha says you're potra, not a sakino maso on kelim, a fichach. And the Sefer says you're chayav. So how do you explain that? So clearly, Rav is going to have to understand the Braita one way. Shmuel is going to have to understand the Braita another way, but you can't ask from anybody on a Braita that needs an interpretation by the very face of things. It's telling you, you've got to add in something over here. So Rav is going to explain it like this. He's going to say, look, in the end of the first part of the Braita, you're going to have to put in the words. Bamed, because the Lefichach has to refer to something. Therefore, what do you mean therefore? If anything, the conclusion is the opposite. He's saying therefore. So there must have been words that warrant that conclusion. Therefore, what kind of words could warrant the conclusion that you would indeed be chayiv on kelim? Very simple, says Rab. All you need to do is put in the words. Bamed, when do we say you're potter on kelim? That's the after I'm learning it only out of bor and not out of shor. And that's referring to a case where I don't own them. So they were hefker. Avaloyev kira, however, if you never mafkir them, so then you were chayev. Now, reinsert, now get back to the braita, and therefore, that's perfectly warranted the conclusion, and therefore, if you have an eben which was not mufkar, so then you tiach tzulchot of eben, you would be chayev, because that is not a ptur of kelim, that's a chiyav of shor, and shor is not a ptur of kelim, now everything fits in beautifully. Shmuel, on the other hand, is going to have a bit of a harder time, because according to Shmuel, there's no time. Even if I'm mafkin, my mafkin makes absolutely no difference. So how does Shmuel understand a case that says that you're chayav and kelim? It's weird. Well, Shmuel is a bit tired of the time, eh? He is saying, look, the only way to read the Braita is to say that the Braita is expressing the machlokes tanoi. And what it's saying is, hashta, in other words, what's the therefore? The therefore is this, and it's now that you're saying that avno sakino maso are indeed like a boar. That was the last thing you said. Ma domela zeh, what would be a similar case? Avno sakino maso. Since that's true, there is a possibility, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, so I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, is v'chayev kelim b'bar. So if you hold of Rabbi Yehuda, v'chayev is kelim b'bar, l'fichach yikiyach tzulchot v'bayin, v'even, chayav, etc., because we want to be merames here, that this is not all one-sided. There is, in fact, a machlokas, whether you're chayev on kelim b'bar or not. Omar Rabbi Elazar, lo shana ela shenit kal b'even, v'na shuf b'even. He's talking about that you slipped on the stone and broke the thing you were carrying against the stone that you slipped on. So then it's entirely the fault of the person who's been yevlievet. But if you were nitka bikarka, suppose you slipped on the ground, but instead of falling on the ground, you fell against the eved, and you broke your kli on the eved, the nashuv be'eved. Then you'd be putter. Because you know what that's like? That's like the case where somebody sharp pushes you into a bar. So over there we say, you can sue the sharp. Now, the truth is, it was a machlokas over there. Whether, if the shor is a tam, can you then sue the shor, the balabar, for the rest of the money? Now, over here, if you're saying you're putter, you're apparently still holding, that you can't sue the other participant just because you can't collect from the first participant who caused it. But that was a machlokas by Rabbi Yannai and the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, in other words, what you're saying is, if you're telling me that you'd be putter in that case, then it's obviously Kaman, the local Rabbi Natan. You're saying, not like Rabbi Natan, who held that you would be allowed to sue the Valabor, but in this case, we're passing it. Not like this, you cannot sue the Valabor if someone else, in this case, the someone else was the planet Earth. Don't try suing planet Earth. So you can't recover your money from planet Earth, but you can't recover your money, therefore, from the Valabor either, in this case, the Vala Evan. Ikeri Amri. Others say that what he said was just the opposite. The Rebbe Lazar said, don't try to tell me, but the only time that you're chayev is if you fell on the stone and broke the kli against the stone. But you would think that if you fell against planet Earth, I mean, slipped on planet Earth, and then nashuv be'evin, you'd be potter. The truth is, even if you fell on it from the ground, you slipped, and fell against the Evan, which is what caused things to break, you would also be chayev, but that's only because it's a secondary suit against the owner of the Evan. And that's true only because we hold Kiman Rabbi Natan. Shor shala gabi chaver lor do babala takton v'shamata chelo v'nafalo yon v'beit patur. My love b'mu adaleka pseida lo, b'tam deika pseida yochi ema sefer docha folo yon omeit chayav. Ibetam amai chayav, isn't he very nervous? Still, ayala l'shamto v'lo shamto. Tashma ha-memale chatzar chaviro kada yayin v'kada shemen. Ba'ala chatzar m'shaber v'yotzei, m'shaber v'nichnaz. Omer nachma yitzru, maybe all that means is, m'shaber v'yotzei l'beit din. Or m'shaber v'nichnaz l'vizichu yotav. Tashma, minayin l'nirtza shekolo lo yamav, v'rabo m'sarhev balatzeit, v'chaval v'yasa bo chavura shupatur, amud lomar lo tikru kofer l'shuv. Which I read, lo tikru kofer l'shav. What Adaidan Logana, Vashtagana, Adina Vim to the Rabbi Alay, Ashalet Lam to the Rabbi Alay. Renagma, Yitzhakaba Bevachumasalo Rabbo Shivchakin Ani. So Adaidna, he tear etera Ashti Surah, Tashma. Eminiakatakat Bushut Rabbi Mubakar Vinit Kalba, Vishavrapatur. Time of the Nit Kalba, Hashavra Kayab. Omer of Zvid Mishveda Rabu Adina Filu Shavra, Haditanit Kal, Haditakabai Limits to save Muzak Balakavit Kayab. Benisko, which is Dafka Benitka, Avashavar Lodu Azik and Afshin, Katani Reish also Nitkal. Toshma Vikat Sotat Kapa Mamon. My love, Bishina, Yikolala Tsuya did a Varacher. Look, could be, Shikolala Tsuya did a Varacher. What, but now Yikolala Tsuya did a Varacher, you're saying she's Ptura? Yahoki Adatani Seva Visholcha Yada, brought the Shver Bedin, Liflog Velitne Bedida. Mamendvor, Mamuri. That's exactly what it says. Linkot Pazra Velasif. Omer Zvid Mishvita. Rav Exera Shemitin Lim Derech HaKalaton. Rav Sharshi says the case is Venotin Lim Derech HaKalaton. Rav Ashi says every case is Derech HaKalaton because Komen Atzav is Derech HaKalaton. Krov Alazeh or Kokal Azeh. Iyachi Amai Shalolo Egiol Leim Alohu. Whereas Tosu says, Iyachi Mashi Natan Natan Amai. Leim Alohu Shkolo Ditchu V'Avu Lididin. That's a different thing. Mishum Rav Yudah. Omer of Yudah Meitzar Shechziko Barabim Asur LeKalkalo Toshma Ba'al Abayit Shiniach Peya Mitzad Echad Ubo Aniim Rabbi Yudomer, b'mitkaven chayav, b'no mitkaven patur. Omer Yudomer, lo shono ela shetin fukelav b'may, avol hu atzmo patur, because karko olam izikato. Ki amrita kamet shmuel omer li michte. Avdo sakin oma sa'o mi boro laman, v'kulam ani korei b'em shov lo adam chamor v'lo kelim, v'ani milini niktola, because it says v'amet yelo, avol inyin azikin adam chayav v'kelim patur, because that is kitola. Rav, ani mila yechad afkarino, yechad lo afkarino, it's moment, and we learn it from Shor. Mot revo shayim enough, hashem ha-shor ha-chamor, shavu lo adab ha-chamor v'lakelim, mikan amru, nafalo toho shor v'kelav v'nishtabru, chamor v'kelav v'nitkaru, chayav ala b'yimo, potar ha-kelim. Ha-lamaz dome, lav nosakinu masor, shdiru b'rishus ha-rabim, v'zik, what? Ada rabba, ma dome leze, sorry, ma dome leze, avno sakir vasor, she nicham b'shus harami, miziko, lefichach, imi tiach tzuch to beheven chayab, what? So reishik asher rab, sevik asher shmo, but the time echa, I mean, about the contradiction there, right? The tiksh chay gufa, reishik potu sevik chayab, elo rab metar the time, and shmo metar the time, rab metar the time, put in the words, ba me dvar ma murim kishiv kiran, abo loiv kiran chayab, therefore, he tells you to be heaven, chayab. Shmuel matarz etame. Now that you're saying, after the kingdom of Son, is the equivalent of borrow, Tommy, so then I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudon, chayab, this is the kingdom of borrow, if you tell you to be heaven, chayab. Omar Rabbi Elazar, lashon lashon nitka be heaven, v'nashuv be heaven. Aval, nitka be kark, v'nashuv be heaven, patur. Taman, the local Rabbi Natan. Ikri amra me Elazar, lashon nitka be heaven, v'nashuv be heaven, v'nashuv Aval nitkal bekarka v'nashuv ben patur, afilo nitkal bekarka v'nashuv ben chayav. Keman k'rabbi Natan.